Indecision. I walked along a dusty road in June. For miles, the sideways blushed with fruit. Trees heavy, longing for repose. Yet there were July and August moons to come. I walked straight into the horizon, yet it never came, so close that I could touch the flowered sun, nor did I sink in clouds of amber flame, for June has roads that fork the mind. My sandals had been worn and long discarded. The blisters on my heels were dried and hard. The dust had burned into my nails. I wept for autumn. Before, behind me, many miles. The road seemed freshly cut, yet many footprints, some bare as mine, while others pressed by shoes, had seen the same eclipsing of the sun that never set and blackly shone, pulling one dryly down this dusty road. One rock cast to the side was tempting, so I took from my task and did recline. Then shortly did my senses sink to feigning, and thus did the rock imply. Were I an apple free from thought, soul to preserve myself from rot, I'd blossom in the crudest of all forms, while my leaves and body trembled, torn with worms, while yet I clung to live. Were I an ocean giving life to crusts of coral and the like, I'd ram my breasts and chisel foam and set the boats adrifting from their homes as I sifted the remains of sun. I marveled at this whispering in my ears. I trembled from my innards till my soul spread raw. And after thinking of my early years, I hastened into air. My own remark. Were I the child again with feathered pillow, soft beneath my light and drifting hollow, with only thoughts of petticoats and dolls, soundless voices, endless calling, knowing nothing of tomorrow. Am I not only seeking other worlds? So fragile when in blinking, they crumble in my arms of make-believe, and I am left from wind, flesh in a heap, while yet I ponder new exits of relief. While thus I sat, there came from dusk a little bell that only dreamers hear, without a hand to swing it. Yet it rung and urged me rise and journey near. But ere before I rose, time took its minutes and pressed a gentle breeze into the eve. And I sat pondering again, the sun still beckoning my leave. So passed the minutes and the hours. I hungered, though I never rose. I tried to sleep, but always fantasies came dancing on the scent of air that pushed me back upon the rock and left me unaware. The whole of June did leave me thus. July parched the skin around my lips. In August, I shelled the jewels of my soul. I seemed a snakeskin quivering in September's gentle wind. Thus did I rest while bits of me were taken by October in the air and dusted back upon the footprints on the bleak horizon. And in complete decay, I folded flat until my skull was molded firm into that rock, meant only for an hour's leisure.